Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Senate Foreign Affairs Committee has endorsed Senator Max Baucus to become the next ambassador to China and sent the nomination to the Senate floor. Baucus will resign his seat upon confirmation, and upon his departure, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is going to name Senator Ron Wyden to succeed Baucus as chairman of the Finance Committee. Kellogg's has announced a fourth quarter profit on lower expenses and a mark-to-market benefit that offset a decline in the cereal maker's revenue. Kellogg reported a profit of $818 million, or $2.24 a share, compared with a year earlier loss of $32 million, or 9 cents a share. Revenue decreased 1.7% to $3.5 billion. Sales in Kellogg's North American business declined 2.8%. The Midwestern Governors Association has written a letter to President Barack Obama for assistance with propane deliveries. The governors encouraged the Obama administration to explore regulatory waivers aimed at increasing propane supply to the Midwest, including an extension of the U.S. Department of Transportation hours of service waiver and temporarily waiving weight limits on the interstate highway system. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Bitterly cold temperatures have occurred across a big part of the Midwest again over the past 24 hours, and it looks as though the cold is not going to go away very quickly. With that said, though, there's a lot of discussion out there as to whether or not this is going to be the end of the cold that we see, and the answer to that is no. We will see additional bouts of cold weather coming and going across the Midwest as we move forward through the next several weeks. The one thing that we do think could be the case is that temperatures will not be this cold this far to the south over this many days in a row, again, for this growing season. So that may be making this the coldest week of the season, but not necessarily ending the bouts of cold weather for a big part of the region. We will see a little bit more Pacific air getting mixed into our flow pattern over the coming week to 10 days, and that will moderate the temperatures somewhat. But we are still going to have a northwesterly component to the air also, and that's going to continue to bring cold air into the northern plains and portions of the upper Midwest. As time moves forward, this contrast in air mass temperatures and the moisture that will be present will set the stage for a little more frequency and precipitation across portions of the region. So even though we'll see warmer temperatures, we may still have to deal with a greater amount of precipitation. Well, the forecast is offering another very cold day today across the region. I don't think there's much reason for us to expect to see any huge changes take place this afternoon. But with that said, we'll expect the afternoon readings to be running mostly in the single digits and teens in the northernmost parts of the Midwest and teens and lower 20s elsewhere. High temperatures tomorrow will be teens and 20s across many areas, with some 30s possible in Kansas and Missouri. But then a reinforcing shot of cold air comes along for Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, dropping temperatures back down into the single digits and teens for highs in the north and readings in the teens and 20s in the south. That early week bout of cold will probably be the last of the more potent cold for a little while across the region. We will see temperatures improving as we get to the latter part of next week. Afternoon temperatures will be back into the 20s and 30s across a fair amount of the Midwest as we go from Wednesday into Friday, maybe even on into Saturday, the 15th of the month. The low temperatures at night are expected to be still very cold at times. We'll expect lows tomorrow morning running mostly in the positive single digits and teens, except from Wisconsin back to the Dakotas, where we will see temperatures getting down well below zero and some negative teens and some negative 20s possibly. That bitter cold air in the northern plains will stay locked into that region over the weekend, and it will push very briefly into the Midwest on Monday and Tuesday. That's when low temperatures will get down below zero again across northern Missouri, parts of central and southern Illinois, and portions of central Indiana, maybe northwestern Ohio. After Tuesday, conditions will start to get better, with a more seasonable temperature regime expected for the rest of the week. Precipitation across the region is expected to be more restricted coming up. That's probably the other part of the good news today. We'll still have that weak little snow event coming across the Midwest from portions of Iowa and southern Minnesota tonight into Michigan and Ohio tomorrow. The precipitation will be light. We'll look for a dusting to 2 or 3 inches of snowfall to occur. Many areas will pick up less than 2. And we'll expect that to be followed by dry weather. The next storm system will actually drop through the central U.S. plains into the Delta and then move through the southeastern states, totally missing the majority of the Midwest. And that will occur from Monday into Wednesday of next week. After that, we'll look for an increase in the frequency of precipitation as those Pacific air masses start influencing our weather. So the period from the 15th through the 22nd should be wetter, but it will also be somewhat milder, especially in the lower parts of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
The president is expected to sign the farm bill today, and that means a new commodity title. You can get up to speed on what you will need to do for your 2014 crop insurance and safety net options by attending the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. It's on March the 4th. Ticket prices are $30, and you'll hear from Jonathan Kopress, who is a farm policy expert, a professor at the U of I, and before that he was a staffer up on Capitol Hill, and he will give us all we need to know about making the decisions on the commodity title for 14. Also, you will hear from Sue Martin, and you will also receive good advice of all of our great on-air analysts on corn and soybean and cash grain marketing. Ticket price $30 includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch and a 25th anniversary hat. So quite a deal. You can get yours now by calling 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. Taking a look at where future prices are at the moment, hard red winter May wheat, 639 up 2, soft May, 582 and a half up a quarter, March corn, 441 down 2, December, 456 and a quarter down 2, March beans, 1322 and a half down 3 and a quarter, November, 1119 and a quarter up 3 quarters, March soybean meal, 442.80 down 320, March soybean oil, 3882 up 16 cents, February live cattle, 139.65 up 10, March feeders, 167.37 and a half, up 37 and a half, and February lean hogs, 86.50, unchanged. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
What a difference a week makes for the rally in corn, huh?
Yeah, kind of a nice little rally here in corn, and actually beans have come back up to decent levels again, too.
So what do we make of this? How much short covering, how much new longs entering, how much anticipation of the WASDE report on Monday?
Well, I think the WASDE report is really definitely a factor, and I think everybody's sitting here expecting carryout to drop just a little bit on the 2013 crop. I don't think we're going to see any big changes myself. We may see a little bit of an uptick in corn exports, maybe a little bit of a uptick, though, in or downtick, I should say, in feed usage. So those two may offset each other on the corn side, but somewhere around that 1.6 billion would be my expectations on carryout.
Can you see March corn at 460?
I think we got a shot I think 450 is a pretty tough area to get through, Dave. I think March corn getting up to the 460, we probably need to. Not in the near future, I guess I don't see that. Unless, you know, if we get some kind of surprise and it's 1.55 billion carryout, then that's a little bit different, maybe.
What about the soybean side? Where do you see that rally maybe stalling out at?
Well, I think we're just, I think the thing I've been telling my customers here, my clients, is, you know, we got harvest coming on. We're in this period where people are anticipating the big harvest, and then it doesn't quite get here, just like we see sometimes in early September, where you get these little rallies waiting for the crop to get here. But the crop is coming. It's down there. It's a good-sized crop. So I think your sales need to be made here that you want to make. And if you don't make them, you may have to wait a while. You may have to wait till after harvest gets over in South America to get that next, you know, any kind of numbers close to where we're at right now.
All right. Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in the marketplace. March corn is 441 down 2, July 451 and a quarter down 2 and a quarter, December 456 and a quarter down 2. March soybeans 1321 and a half down 4 and a quarter, July 1289 down 3 and 3 quarters, November 1119 up a half. March soybean meal 442.30 down 370, March soybean oil 38.82 up 16 cents. February live cattle 139.67 and a half up 12 and a half. March feeders 167.37 and a half up 37 and a half. And February lean hogs still unchanged at 86.50. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.